This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One of the challenges for scientists is describing the work they do in language the rest of us can understand. And that's the idea behind a new program at the University of Tennessee. It uses music to bridge the communication gap. Matt Schaefer-Powell of member station WUOT in Knoxville recently spent some time learning about science, music, and how both can be used to tell a story.
The name of the place is pronounced Nimbus. That's short for the National Institute for Mathematical and Biological Synthesis. Probably figured out it's not a place for intellectual lightweights. The whiteboards here are tagged with the frenetic graffiti of advanced math. And the conversations are dense with the mysterious jargon of advanced science.
Let's say these conditions favor high C to P.
Yes.
We bring high C to P down here. We bring high C to P back up.
Yeah.
So the last thing you'd expect to see at Nimbus is an office door with a sign that reads, Songwriter in Residence.
When I get to drinking.
Jay Clark is one of five songwriters in residence who's moving in and out of Nimbus this year. Each one has 1 month to write two songs that put the scientific experience into words and music.
You know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago when I told someone about it, they'd look at me like, what in the hell are you going to write? My answer would be, you know, I'm not real sure yet. I'm just hoping it'll come to me.
The Songwriter in Residence program is the brainchild of Nimbus director Lewis Gross. Gross noticed the scientists and mathematicians he works with aren't always that good at communicating their ideas in a concise, accessible way. And he says most people don't really have the time or patience to wade through complicated explanations of scientific theory. And so we don't always have a good sense of what scientists are doing.
The better that we are at getting the ideas across without going into all the detail that often people are not that interested in, the better off we are as a nation and as a community of scientists as well.
Songwriters are used to taking complex concepts like love and heartbreak and condensing them into short, easy-to-understand stories. It's how people like Jay Clark make a living.
Let me get this thing tuned up here.
Clark has dragged one of the Nimbus scientists, Errol Achai, down to a conference room to hear his first stab at a song about the evolutionary process known as sexual selection.
Sexual selection, it's all about choosing a mate. Sexual selection, cause we all want to copulate.
It might sound fine to a layman, and funny too, and Achai says he likes the song.
Well, it definitely sounds good.
But he's a scientist.
But, you know, from my research, that's kind of an oversimplification of what animals actually do, because a lot of animal species you have, first of all...
That's exactly the kind of scientific critique Clark was looking for, but it doesn't make it any easier to write the song.
I was trying not to make it completely 100% literal because, you know, not that the average music audience isn't a smart group of people, but, you know, this is not my usual type song.
Yeah.
Achai says he understands Clark's dilemma.
There are things I would like to change about it, but then I have to think how I would change it, how I would say what I want to say in so many verses and make it sound good and also, you know, be comfortable singing it.
And that's the point of the whole program. The scientists watch the songwriters and learn how to make their ideas more accessible. The songwriters watch the scientists unravel the mysteries of the natural world and then write songs the rest of us can understand. At least that's how it's supposed to work.
It's still an experiment, and that's, I think, what I like about it.
If nothing else, Achai says, it's pretty neat getting to go to work and hang out with a songwriter down the hall. Not every scientist can say that. For NPR News, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Sexual selection, it's more than just a sexual thing.